Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
This is the Annie Fry Show.
A short while ago in the Oval Office, President Trump signed two crucial executive actions to deal with the emergency crime conditions we currently face in the District of Columbia. The first of these was an executive order, as President Trump said before, invoking his powers under Section 40 of the Home Rule Act to take federal control of the D.C. Metropolitan Police Department. Along with that executive order, President Trump signed the statutorily required notification letters to Mayor Bowser and to the relevant House and Senate committee leaders. The second major executive action that President Trump signed was a presidential memorandum directing the Secretary of Defense to utilize the National Guard to address the conditions we see on our streets here in D.C. It also authorized the Secretary of Defense to work with state governors to utilize their National Guard units if necessary as well. These are bold, decisive steps intended to combat the out-of-control crime conditions we've seen on D.C.'s streets for far too long. And I, for one, am deeply proud to be part of an administration that's finally coming to terms with these issues, sir.
So, thanks. You know that voice. That, of course, is one Will Scharf. And he was speaking at the podium. Yeah, that one that had the presidential seal on it. Because the president of the United States addressed the nation essentially through the press briefing room this morning with a lot of people in his cabinet included in that room. They were mentioning multiple times during the questioning, the briefing, that this was the most people they'd ever seen in that room. I remember being in there and thinking, like, gosh, this place is pretty packed. There's not a lot of extra space. And then when they would pan and show the room, I thought, that is a lot of people in there right now. Welcome to the Annie Fry Show. Happy Monday. There is a lot of news to talk about, and we are here to talk about it all. But this key issue from this morning is the fact that President Trump takes control of Metro Police, deploys National Guard to take on Washington crime. That's the Fox News report. And just a little bit more from Fox on this issue. They're here saying that President Donald Trump announced that he is activating the National Guard troops and is taking over the Metropolitan PD to tackle crime in Washington after beefing up federal law enforcement presence in the nation's capital this weekend on Saturday. President Trump also said that he would federalize the Metropolitan Police Department in Washington to respond to crime, placing it under the authority of Attorney General Pam Bondi. Now, the first question that comes to my mind when I'm seeing all of this is, gosh, can you do this all across the country? Are there other places in the United States where you can do this? And the truth of the matter is, it really depends on exactly how this is initiated, because D.C. isn't in a state. So when ICE was put into California. Didn't Gavin Newsom sue the Trump administration? Say no, but these people are under my control, and they lost.
Yeah, that he had to give control or give approval.
That's not true, Gavin. I don't really understand fully the implementation of how this could be replicated other places, but the fact that that D.C., District of Columbia, isn't part of a state and doesn't have that higher level of government structure, like if in St. Louis we've seen the state take over. Is the state in control of the police department?
This state?
In Missouri, in charge of?
I think yes, but it's complicated.
If it's not actually in the process, it's a constant point of discussion.
Yes.
The epitome of a civilized society is one that embraces law and order. That can't be underappreciated. And it's so important to go back to, all the way back to, at least in my time of covering news and politics and paying attention to, when Barack Obama became the president of the United States, he made a lot of promises to people. He made promises to people that were not measurably accomplishable. So it's all relative. When somebody promises you hope and change, you could change things for the worse and still deliver on that promise. So if you change things, especially if you change them dramatically, it's really up to the eye of the beholder as to whether or not that change was, in fact, a good one, one that you would want more of. Barack Obama came in and pointed to all of us and tried to say, here's your victimhood. Tried to highlight all of the reasons why people might individually, case by case, you sitting in your car right now, going to get lunch, the people at the stoplight that are sitting right behind you, those people too. He talked to each and every one of us individually to try to tap into something that pulled the heartstrings to make us go, I think Barack Obama sees me. I'm like, stop looking at me, Swan. Can you say stop looking at me without thinking, Swan,
no,
at the end?
No, that's not possible in America.
Is it stop looking at me or quit looking at me?
Stop.
That's what I thought. Say it the right way.
Stop looking at me. Are you asking me to stop there?
I want the tone from the movie.
Stop looking at me, Swan.
Some of you know what we're talking about.
Everybody knows.
No, not everybody. My dad doesn't.
Okay, sorry.
Dad, I would say you should watch Billy Madison, but maybe you shouldn't. There's no way that boomers who have never seen Billy Madison are going to tap into Billy Madison and go, that's brilliant.
Not now. It's been 30 years.
If you don't know, you don't know. If you don't know why shampoo is better, then you just need to go on with your life, and that ship is
sailed. You've lived a fine life. Without that phrase.
Barack Obama spent his political career trying to permeate your heart and soul. And here's the key thing. And if you didn't listen to Larry Alex Taunton talking to us on Friday, please go back and listen to that interview, because he is such a wonderful voice when it comes to the cultural aspects of what's going on right now. And all of that cultural stuff precedes the politics that follow. It's so important. And for my worldview, he articulates it in such an impactful way that I love listening to what he has to say on these types of issues. His name again is Larry Alex Taunton. He's got a YouTube channel, Ideas Have Consequences. But when you consider the Barack Obama method of piercing your heart and soul and making sure that you feel seen by this man who's going to Washington, D.C. for me. He's going to help me, to represent me. That is an emotional thing. That makes you want to not just vote for him, but like activate for him. The problem with it, and this is what goes back to that interview with Larry Alex Taunton, the opposition to, the enemy of, ultimately communism, but specifically in that conversation we were talking about fascism and socialism, all of these things that come together where the government starts to wrap its arms around everything and you will just be at the behest of whatever they deem necessary for you to have. And they won't deem it necessary for you to have if it's not of a benefit to the power structure that is the government. He said something Larry Alex Talton said something last Friday that really, like, it's like, oh, you ever have like a thought in your head, like, you know the thought, you understand the concept, but somebody says it in such a way that makes you go, yes. He said the enemy of fascism isn't out there. It's not some world power. It's not somebody who's got guns pointed at you or threats or that type of economic power in a separate country doing something completely different than the way we do it here in America. The enemy of fascism in this country is the American people. The structure that exists in this democratic republic that we have. A republic, which is a democracy that looks to the Constitution as its governing body, not just whoever happens to be in the majority at any change of the wind in time. The Constitution oversees our democratic republic. So we have these standards that we've agreed upon, and it governs us. The enemy of an overpowering government structure is a free people. It's really important to understand today, specifically while Donald Trump is winning with such high frequency, the importance of understanding all of that is to be able to know when the free people threaten the structure, that structure is leaning towards fascism. Now, some people are going to say that Donald Trump, King Trump, is taking over the law enforcement of Washington, D.C., and this is something that a dictator would do. There are going to be people who, I haven't seen that a lot, but I haven't watched. This happened within the last 90 minutes that he had this press conference. So I haven't seen a lot of alternative media quite yet on this. But this is, people are going to suggest that Donald Trump is, this is government overreach, this is big government. But folks, don't fall for that. That's such an easy play because it's another emotional heart tug. You're supposed to be afraid of your government. These people who are going to advocate right now that the government, that President Trump, that King Trump is overreaching and taking over the police departments in Washington, D.C., they're trying to make you more afraid of Donald Trump than the 14-year-olds that are murdering people in the streets of Washington, D.C., in the crime that is out of hand in Washington, D.C. And by doing that, by trying to shift your anger and your feelings against Donald Trump, in this particular instance, they are protecting the incredibly violent criminals in Washington, D.C. from actually having to be policed. The foundation of a civilized and free society is the understanding and respect of law and order. And you can think back all the way to 2008, maybe even a little bit before that, as Barack Obama was coming on the scene, that at every corner, the people on the left who hate the free people of the United States of America are trying to upend law and order. The previous Democrat nominee for president bailed people out of rioting and burning and looting things. Kamala Harris was freeing people from being detained for her own political power. That is an enemy of a free people. We hear over and over and over again from these crazies on the left, this violent rhetoric that they then throw back at Donald Trump. You could go back to the impeachment of Donald Trump, part two, after he had already lost the election. You can go back and you can see where they tried to throw against Donald Trump all of his phrases. What do you remember some of the phrases that he would use? That like, you know, we're here, but he'd be talking about political war with the opponents over and over and over again.
Oh yeah, bloodbath stuff.
Bloodbath,
like that.
That was a
more recent one.
They were working very hard to make sure that everybody understand. Do you know how scary Donald Trump is? Do you hear the type of language this is after January 6th? Do you hear about the language that he's using? The way he's talking? This is a scary dude. And then Donald Trump's lawyers played, I believe it was an 18 plus minute clip of the Maxine Waters of the world saying, you get in there, you see him at a where?
Gasoline station.
Not a gas station, but a gasoline station. And you confront them. You get up in their face. And it's just person after person after person. They do the very thing. They work to disrupt everything. And when the president of the United States comes up and goes, "Hey, folks, this is serious stuff. We got to fight back." They're like, "He wants to fight us." Beto O'Rourke. Just
this
weekend.
You're not going to let him stop us. Are you with me on that? Andale. It also means, as Mark was saying earlier, we don't await the punch thrown by these would-be fascists to land. We punch first, and we punch harder. We want California and New Jersey and Illinois and Maryland and every other state where the Democrats hold the governor's mansion, the assembly, and the state senate to redraw their congressional districts now, not wait for Texas to move first, to maximize Democratic Party advantage. Listen, you may say to yourself, well, those aren't the rules. There are no refs in this game. The rules. We are going to win whatever it takes. We're going to take this to them in every way that we can.
F the rules. We're going to take this to them in every way we can. If Donald Trump said that today, he would be rightfully criticized for that type of commentary being inflammatory. Guys, they talk about this. They've been talking about this long before Republicans and their stuffy suits and their super straight ties and their perfectly coiffed hair. They've decided, okay, the battle. I've been trying to win a game without an opponent on the field that they try to set, with the rules that they try to set, for a long time. The Democrats have been in the streets fighting these fights and bailing people out who are actually physically engaged in violence and rioting and absolute mayhem. The Democrats have stoked that. They funded it. You know the people. You know the Soroses of the world who have injected their funds into chaos, into attorney races and places exactly like Kim Gardner in St. Louis. You know all about this. And the president steps up on behalf of the American people today and says law and order will be reinstated. You can't handle it. You can't do the job yourself. Daddy's home. Daddy's here in Washington, D.C., and we will restore law and order. And when you feel like you can have nice things again, come show us that you can. And maybe I'll let you have the keys to the car once more. Donald Trump, back in business, law and order restored. Like I said, the absolute predicate for any sort of civilization is to respect a law and order. And thank God we have a president who's willing to do that. Brad Halbrook's going to be with us next. He's an Illinois state representative, of course, in the 107th district. Have you had an outrageous power bill lately? I have. Have you, Ryan? Have you seen your power bills lately?
Like crazy.
Jump. Make you super mad when you're like, what the actual whatever Beto O'Rourke just said?
Yep.
Brad Halbrook's going to talk to us about why that might be happening on the Annie Fry Show next.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
game day, or any day. Your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all gotta stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break. And best to you.
Garrett owns a Barris Bar and Restaurant in Villa Grove. Garrett says he was shocked to see his power bill was $1,000 higher than expected. Now, he is forced to decide between cutting employee hours and adjusting his service.
And it seems like it always trickles down to the little guy, you know, like us, because, you know, your big companies, like your food suppliers, your things like that, they're not going to take a loss. So it all comes down to me.
So $1,000 increase on a power bill for that restaurant owner. I have experienced this myself, probably about a 45% increase from one month to the next on my power bill. And I had been hearing rumblings of it. And like an idiot, I was like, maybe it's not. Oh my God, it happened to us. Why are the power bills so enormous? And also, do we know for sure? Is this a Missouri, St. Louis situation? In addition to Illinois?
I know that it's Illinois.
It for sure is Illinois. Well, I want to talk to somebody who's been paying attention to this issue and has some knowledge on it. That's my friend, Illinois State Representative Brad Halbrook with us. Once again, represents the 107th District. Representative, thanks for being with us today. This is an issue that is plaguing a lot of people, certainly in the state of Illinois.
Well, it certainly is. And this is growing exponentially out of proportion rather fastly or quickly here this summer. As we see, we're kind of into a warmer summer, but these rates are just crazy high.
Yes, they are. And, you know, we've gone through hot summers. We have these hot summers. I've never seen a bill go from one month to the next and jump personally, just anecdotally, but I've been seeing it and hearing it from all of our listeners. Can you explain to us what happened to cause these enormous rate jumps that people cannot afford?
Right. Well, so it goes back maybe as early as 2016 when the Future Energy Jobs Act was passed. That was a ratepayer subsidy to bail out some nuclear plants in Illinois. It was about a $700 million ratepayer subsidy to prop up some nuclear plants across the state of Illinois. Then the fast forward to 2021, CEJA, the Clean Equity Jobs Act, came into being. It was more ratepayer subsidies to fund different Equity Jobs Act, different kind of programs, all kinds of conservation efforts. The list goes on and on and on. And so we see that about 20% of the power bill is a state-mandated thing, whether it's the sales tax or some other kind of a tax or a surcharge, or it's just to, you know, the ratepayers are going to subsidize these other kind of things that the environmentalists think are important to, making things better to live in the state of Illinois. And so it's just a combination of all these things. And then part two of that, or another part of that, is, you know, the premature closure of gas and coal-fired electrical generation facilities across the state of Illinois. And so, you know, when you take production offline and demand continues to grow, I mean, more and more people have battery-powered devices that have to be recharged. The data center thing continues to require more energy. All these things, demand is increasing, supply is decreasing, and the alternative energy sources of wind and solar are just not coming online fast enough. And so it's just a combination of a lot of things, Annie, that's just driving this cost up.
We're speaking with Representative Brad Halbrook, the 107th District Illinois State Representative there in the General Assembly in Springfield, Illinois. So let me break this down just a little bit, like super, I want to be super basic with this next question. If the energy initiatives by the supermajority of Democrats in Springfield and Governor Pritzker, if the energy initiatives had not been implemented, would we still be seeing price increases right now just due to the energy suppliers?
Yeah, I don't think so. I mean, when they put a timeline to say, okay, you've got to be at X percent carbon emission by this date, and these coal-fired facilities look at that, they quit spending money to maintain those facilities. I mean, there's just constantly ongoing maintenance into these different facilities, whether it's coal, natural gas, nuclear, whatever. And so if they say, look, we know that we're going to have to close by this date, we're going to quit spending money on it. And so they just take them offline eventually. I mean, now the governor will say, well, they're just not economically feasible. Well, you've put these arbitrary dates in front of them. They're not going to spend money right up to that date and then just quit producing. I mean, it's just not a good return on their investment. So I think if they would have been left alone, the market would have decided, they would have continued to maintain their facilities. I don't think that there's any better bang for your buck that you can get from energy production than coal. Now, some would argue maybe nuclear is a less expensive way to do business when it comes to electrical generation, but coal is a fairly low cost production of energy.
Representative Halbrook, this is Ryan. It sounds like what you're saying is that this is a politically manufactured issue. So my question is, are the politicians aware of what they've done? Are they addressing it? Are they talking about it?
Well, I hope they're aware, because I don't think it matters who your representative is or who your senator is, Republican or Democrat. ComEd customers and Ameren customers reside in everybody's district all across this state. We're getting the emails. We're getting the calls. I'm seeing the comments on my social media posts, whether it's a YouTube thing that we're put out or, you know, something on social, you know, Facebook or X. We see the comments. They've got to be seeing them, too. You know, we made the call, if you will, back the Republican members of the House Energy and Environment Committee. We asked for subject matter hearings before we left Springfield in May to address this oncoming crisis, if you will, that was politically manufactured. We knew that Ameren had already stated that the rates were going to be 18 to 22% higher because of the capacity auction that had been held in April. And so we said, look, we know that we're on the brink of something here really disastrous. And they told us, you know, the chairwoman of the committee said, well, maybe we'll do something in the second week of June. You know, that's come and gone. We've continued to put the call out. We put, in this press conference we had last week, we continued to talk about that. And it just falls on deaf ears. So I don't really understand what they're thinking or what their plan is, other than I think if they do convene a hearing, that they're not going to hear, they're not going to like what they're going to hear. But we have to have these subject matter experts in. We need to have people from the industry in. We need to have consumers in. This is like this, gentleman at the Bar and Grill in Villa Grove that you guys played the press conference when we were over there on Thursday. Got to have those people in and say, this is real stuff that's hurting us, and we got to have some action now.
Yeah, I'm going to have to dip into my savings to pay my electric bill for the last month. And I'm thinking right now about the people who are on fixed incomes. What are these people supposed to do? And I'm going to be the last person in line who comes up and says, like, what is the Illinois state government going to do with the taxpayer dollars that they don't have to help people try to solve this problem? Is there a workable solution that could be put into place right now, even retrofitted, to provide Illinois residents, people who just want to make sure that their house isn't 85 degrees in these crazy summers? Is there anything that can be done in your mind to help immediately?
Right. So I think there's a couple things that, of course, it would take some level of legislative action, but the governor or the speaker could call us back. But I think we need to clear the way immediately to give nuclear construction a clean path forward. Right. We just have got to remove, if there's any barriers left to nuclear plant construction, the Illinois General Assembly needs to get out of the way of that right now. Whatever they need to do, that needs to happen now. The other thing that's in CJ was a provision that the grid operator could make an appeal to the ICC or it's IEPA. Agencies correct. I think they could make an appeal to EPA to say, look, we're going to need more demand, and you need to roll the caps back on the production of natural gas. I think if they would roll those caps that were put into that seed to bill on natural gas energy production, that would help. That would, because that would allow them. I mean, there's natural gas plants that have way more capacity to produce electricity than they can legally do, if you will. Mm. So that would be another thing. And I think, you know, get out of the way, repeal some measures in CEJA that, you know, these net zero or carbon emissions. I think they need to repeal some of that stuff and get these coal plants back operational again.
But, you know, if Republicans had a little bit more weight in currently in the super minority, of course, J.B. Pritzker trying to be president, Pritzker working very hard to be on a national stage instead of seeing to the issues of Illinois residents on issues that we're talking about right now. Any of the things you just listed, will the Democrats entertain any of those thoughts?
Well, I think there's some interest in the nuclear thing, but, you know, if you start going down the road today of a nuclear power plant construction, I don't know if you can get it done in 10 years. Okay, that's a long term deal. Natural gas, I think you can get those put up a whole bunch quicker. But again, we could roll those caps back. That would bring some immediate relief, I think, going into winter especially. May not do much right now because I think there's some things baked in that is going to be difficult to manage. Yeah. But maybe going into winter, that would be a possibility. And then I think maybe the medium-term level of relief would be rolling back some of the emission standards to allow to bring some coal plants back online. And again, once those facilities are mothballed or, you know, I don't really know how that might play out. You know, we used to think that once you mothball a nuclear plant, that's never coming back. But we're seeing how that plays out now with Three Mile Island and maybe one other across the nation. So the Illinois General Assembly needs to do something. The Democrat leaders need to do something, because when you add 40-50% onto anybody's bill, whether it's somebody on a fixed income or this business owner or anybody in between, or, you know, a large manufacturing facility, that's real money, and it's transferring that wealth from somebody to somebody else. And the question I have is, who's getting that and why?
Right.
We've got to have these answers sooner than later.
Real quick before we let you go, we're speaking with Illinois State Representative Brad Halbrook. For people who are listening right now, obviously you're a Republican representing the 107th District. I've done many events with Representative Halbrook, and you have been a constant fighter for common sense, even when it doesn't seem like Illinois Republicans have a whole lot of hope. You've always been there working very hard to represent those people. We are going into an election year. Obviously, get involved. For people listening right now, get involved, donate, use your time, use your money to support Republican candidates to help bring the state some common sense. But on this particular issue right now, does it make a difference if people are calling Katie Stewart, who's right across the river in the 112th, to talk to her about this, to call Amy Ellick, who is advocating for common sense on this issue as well? She's my representative. What can people do on this issue right now to help push change?
Yeah, I think they have to be calling the, you know, legislators on both sides. And again, I know, I mean, I've talked to enough of my colleagues. I know the emails and calls are getting, again, I trust the, you know, the ones in your area, the Democrats. I hope that they're getting the same emails. I mean, I think that we need to put the calls into the chairwoman of the House Energy and Environment Committee from Champaign-Urbana and demand that these hearings be held sooner than later and get this thing under control. I just don't know why they are ignoring these calls, but that needs to be done.
Yes, it does. Representative Halbrook, thank you for the time today on a Monday afternoon. We're grateful for it, and we're going to keep in touch and see if there's any progress made on this issue for those people not able to afford these power bills, for sure.
You're welcome, and call anytime.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye. The 107th District Representative Brad Halbrook, great to have him here. Drove to his district and did a speaking engagement for a Christmas party, I think it might have been. And lots of events. He comes to Effingham. I've been there with him. Just a lot of different places. He's a great guy, great representative, represents those people very well. And I'm glad he gave us some time this afternoon. Let's take a quick break. We're going to skip a segment here. We're going to go straight to Wiggins America. Next.
Sounds good to me.
Hope you got a lot of stuff.
I got great stuff.
This power bill issue, if people understand who's on what side of this issue in the state of Illinois, will move people to pay attention.
Yes, it will.
You don't have a choice.
You know what I'm worried about, though, is that we got maybe one or two more really bad bills coming, and then you're going to have fall. And so if something doesn't happen fast, this winter is going to be awful.
Outrageous.
Because winter's always worse than summer anyway.
Our YouTube poll for today is on this issue. Have you experienced an outrageous power bill in the last 6 months? Yes or no? I'm hearing a lot about this issue, but I'm wondering how many of you are actually affected about it. So get on the Annie Fry YouTube channel. And also, your anecdotes, we would love to have your comments today on the live chat poll. So throw them in the YouTube live chat. Weekends America, the Monday Roundup, next.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all gotta stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break, and best to you.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. We're happy to be with you on a Monday afternoon. The president started the big news cycle today announcing that the Trump administration is taking control of the Metro Police and deploying the National Guard to take on Washington crime. This is a huge story. We did play at the top of the hour Will Scharf coming on to the it's not a stage. It is a stage. But going to the podium and presenting, as he is apt to do, the executive orders that the president had signed just before they came out to this press briefing. You said you watched this press briefing?
Yeah, well, the majority of it. It was very long.
Did you see the part where he was taking questions?
Yes, although I had a meeting. It's funny how long that was. It was almost an hour and a half long press conference, maybe a little longer. And I had a meeting in the middle of it, and I came back and it was still going.
His relationship with the press is so different right now. And I can't imagine that he would be the person who took the first step towards being like, let's try being respectful with one another. He has to have felt something in his exchange with the media. Something has shifted. And it might just be the case that even when you turn on CNN at this point in time, you're still seeing people who, you're seeing the Harry Entons of the world, and they're like, I know this doesn't make you guys happy, but Trump is killing it. He's doing great. So it's like he's winning and they can't not report on it. And maybe he's flattered by it. But he has, when he came out, the first thing that he was talking about when he came out to have this press conference was that all of the people in the room work in Washington, D.C., and will benefit from a safer D.C. He's like, he basically said at one point something to the effect of, I know a lot of you are liberals, but this will make you safe, too. And everybody has the right to be safe.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, even liberals should benefit from a safe society.
And he said in his Trump way, too, he said, look, all of you, nobody here wants to get shot, or murdered or raped.
Yes.
You're like, and he's
some of you have or mugged was one of the things. Some of you have been or know people who have. And this is for all of us. And he's right.
Yeah. I just want to add really quick. This is, you're going to think like, where is he going with this? This is the fascist playbook, though. Because on one hand, you have a group of people who want desperately to have unfettered power. And when they have it, they enact the most stringent, controlled rules. We saw it during COVID. Those people. Then what they do is, instead of being able to take full power in a place like America, we're very resistant to that. They create as much chaos as they can, wherever they can, so that people will cry out for safety.
For government.
So that they can step in and take control. That what they're mad about right now is not that Trump is taking control. It's that Trump is taking control.
Well, and please, if you didn't listen to the beginning of the show, I lay this out very, very specifically. That anybody who wants to look and point at President Trump like he's some sort of dictator or some, like this is government overreach, taking over the local police department. They want you to be more afraid of Donald Trump, which they are. To your point, Ryan, they want you to be more afraid of Donald Trump than the literal violence and chaos that's existing in the streets of the United States of America. It's more important for you to be politically afraid of Donald Trump than actual juvenile delinquents with illegal guns in the streets of Washington, D.C. while you're coming from point A to point B to do your job.
Yeah.
That's where it's absolutely
Laughable. They would have let this crime stuff go on as much and as long as they could until people said enough, and then they would have taken control with really heavy hand.
Yeah.
Wiggins.
Oh! Monday Roundup. This here's the wildest ride in the wilderness.
Trump is doing it before they can do it.
Yeah.
That's what they're mad about.
Thank God. Somebody's doing it.
All right. And he's like, okay, good. At least somebody's addressing the crime that they are causing and allowing to happen. All right. The Monday Roundup, these are stories that maybe fell through the cracks for you over the weekend, but I'm making sure that we shine a bright light on them.
The more stories that fall through the cracks on your weekend probably indicates you had a great weekend.
Yeah, probably. So, first of all, Paramount is buying the UFC rights after this big merger that's been in the news involving all these different celebrities and everybody criticizing them. Paramount is acquiring the rights for UFC fights, $7.7 billion for the next 7 years. Are you guys UFC fans?
No. I'm a fan of the people in the UFC. I don't understand how humans watch stuff like that and are entertained by it.
Brad?
I would, my initial reaction say, yes, I am, but I don't ever watch it, so I don't know that I am.
I know.
I think I'm kind of like Annie. I'm a fan of the people that are in it, but.
I went through a period when I was in my late 20s where all my friends were having parties before we had kids, and they'd have parties and they'd buy a UFC fight. We'd all come over, we'd have some beers, and we'd watch, and I never could figure out, I enjoyed the party, and I tried really hard to enjoy the fight. I just never really got into it. I knew some of the names.
It's savage. And I, you know, I understand that the people, it's not like, what, in Gladiator days, like the people who were fighting in that weren't they like criminals? That would fight the gladiators?
Oh, well.
For entertainment?
It depends, yeah.
But that UFC people are making boatloads of money to fight in these fights. They're electing, they're training, they love it. There's no cause here to fight for. I just am not interested.
Yeah. I learned some of the names and the terms.
It's
one of
huge.
Them that stuck with me was cauliflower ear.
Ew. I know that from wrestling. My buddies who would wrestle in that. I really love my dear friends who wrestled, but That was gross.
It is. It's very gross. Cauliflower ear is not something that leaves you. It stuck with me for 15 years.
It's also way too descriptive of a term.
And it's true. It's what it looks like.
Yeah.
It's, oh, God. Oh. Ah, why did I even bring it up? I don't know.
I think it's because you hate me.
I do. I do. Let's just be honest. All right, next story. Since we're doing some serious entertainment here, I would never actually say I hate you except for to be entertaining. AOL is set to shut down dial-up internet service.
That's so sad.
Can you believe it that it's still going?
I was going to say, I can't believe that you could still access it.
Not anymore, you can't.
There is nothing like the thrill of that sound when you were trying to over and over and over connect to the internet.
Uh-huh.
Kids, look at here. Now listen closely, because I'm from the 1900s. You had to pause and wait, because sometimes when you went to get on the internet was busy.
Yeah.
And it just would give you a busy tone, which you also may not know what a busy tone is.
Right.
You would try to contact somebody, and there was like a way to contact people. And you would just get a beep, beep, and beep, and then you'd hang up, and you'd give it another go. You had to do that for the internet. The internet would be like, not right now, I'm busy. And then you'd try to connect again, and then it would make this sound. Just do it with your mouth.
Beep.
It is Ryan's biggest talent that he can do that sound with his mouth and throat.
The first noise was not me. That was a sound effect. The beep.
Isn't that crazy to think that the internet would be too busy for you at that moment?
Can you believe that people, do you remember this? People in your house would not know you were on the internet, and they'd pick up the phone and they'd kick you off. And you go, no! And you can hear them talking.
Isn't it crazy that you'd need to contact people and you'd have to pick up a phone?
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, the
only time. It was attached to the wall, children.
The only time people now might get a busy signal is if they're trying to win Styx tickets by listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show.
You butchered that.
I did. I was trying to do a nice promo for them.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys.
Yeah. You treated that like it was a promo for this show.
Yeah. 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 And I was not trying to.
That's like when I get out of bed in the morning, that's what it sounds like.
It's our hair when it's humid.
That's what it sounded like for me before Infinite Vitality.
Oh.
And now, fiber.
Very good. Very good. All right. Harvard physicist says that a massive interstellar object could be an alien probe on a reconnaissance mission.
Man, I'll tell you what, when the Democrats start freaking out, two things happen every time. One of them is aliens. The other is shootings.
This one is aliens. Hopefully not aliens and shootings at the same time, alien or shootings from aliens.
That's the last story that they have. When that happens,
oh, we're there.
Something's about to go down.
Yeah, astronomers recently discovered a rare interstellar object passing through our solar system, and a Harvard physicist is sounding the alarm that its strange characteristics might indicate it's more than just a typical comet.
You good?
No. It's Monday. Maybe the trajectory was designed, says Dr. Avi Loeb, science professor at Harvard. So this thing, they're saying it could be, I like that it's not just a possible alien, but it's coming back here on a reconnaissance mission. That's pretty specific. Like, you had me until, no, we know the motives of the aliens also. All right, inside the world of professional back scratching, for some reason, was making news.
I know more of than the UFC.
You know more about this than that. Okay.
Yes.
So this is a real...
I'm at least interested in having my back scratched from time to time.
This is a real profession, charging $130 an hour for it.
Is it just like prostitution?
No. It has nothing to do with anything
I'll scratch your
sexual.
Back for $130 an hour?
Yes, and that's
holy
the low end.
Cow.
Do you get your back scratched for an hour?
For an hour. Would you need an hour of back scratching?
Depends. Is it for an itch or... something else.
There's nothing weird about it. They just say it's just,
Ryan,
they have these big nails.
That's your opinion.
And then they scratch a little bit.
They have these big nails?
They have these big nails. They've been doing this since 2010, and it is a successful business. Their account has been viewed 15 million times. For $250, so even a little bit more, clients can enjoy the ASMR massage. So they'll make noises.
That's like waterboarding in my mind. See more next.
Hate doing cardio?
try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all gotta stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break, and best to you.